We all know high-speed internet is a necessity we do not have in the eastern townships. Can you explain the fiber optic deployment project and what it entails for the citizens of Rome Missisquoi?
Yes. The federal government role in the internet connection issue is to fund telecommunications company connections project. To explain a little bit, it's like buying a house. You go to the bank for financing, but it's not the bank that builds the house. It's the contractor. So it's exactly the same principle as far as the internet connection goes. The company that receives the federal funding is responsible for connecting citizens. So in Rome, Missisquoi, there's one federal fund internet connection project. And this project will connect most municipalities of the MRC, hopefully all of them, of Rome-Missisquoi, and it's EHR Telecommunications that is responsible for connecting citizens. It's not the federal government.
Perfect. So in some regions, the work has already begun and is close to completed. Does this mean those citizens will have fully functioning high-speed internet before the new year?
Well, when it comes to the internet connection and timeline, it's really the telecommunication companies like Yashar Telecom that are responsible for the connection and the timeline. So I can't speak for that, but I'm hoping that many citizens will be connected before the new year.
Okay, and this is in a four-stage kind of system. So when can you say the entire Rome Missisquoi would have internet?
Well, I would love to say tomorrow, but, you know, as soon as possible, I hope. That's why our government just added $1.75 billion to the Universal Broadband Fund to connect all Canadians by 2026. So Quebec is also participating in funding projects to connect people.
Perfect. So why do you believe this project is important for the community?
Well, it's just a necessity. It's very important. That's why it is a priority for me. And since I started my mandate, my team and I are actively working on this file. We want to ensure that the citizens of Rome-Missisquoi are connected quickly. We're working really hard to make sure that it's happening.
Will the installation process pose any inconveniences for the community?
The telecom company can tell you more about those, but for my part, I make sure that I coordinate and follow up with all the partners involved in the federal funded connection projects to facilitate everything that ensures that citizens are connected quickly. So
do you know if all the citizens will have the same access? Like, will it be attached to all buildings and houses for people?
Well, you know, when it comes to connection, whether it's through fiber optic, satellite, or whatever, it's really, again, the telecommunication company that are offering services and proposing ways to connect people. The government funds project that connects people quickly. Our goal is to make sure that people are connected. So it could be any way. I can't tell you how they're going to be connected, but the goal is to have everybody connected.
Do you have any final comments about the project?
Well, yeah, I think I want to remind you that my team and I are working really hard to make sure that this file is known, that we all need internet. We really realized that in these pandemic times that it became an essential service. So we're working on it, and I want to reassure the people of Rome-Missisquoi that it's something really important for me.
Okay, so now if citizens have any questions, who do you recommend they call?
That's a great question because we've had a lot of calls about internet, which is great because we want to know what's going on in the county. But the best place to call, it's directly to EHI, and I have the number. It's 1-888-346-0057. And for the other sectors of citizen that are not in the EHR connection project, they can call the MRC to find out which company is going to deserve their region or their area. So the MRC and the EHR telecommunication company, if you're going to be under that umbrella.